You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I have an incredible guest on the show today. He is Master Sapanta. You know him if you're gay and you love hot fashion models. You know him as Sapanta Arya. He's been around for a couple of years now. He's 20 years old right now, but he's been modeling and using faggots for the last 2.5 years. He's recently gone into the femdom scene proper. So he is now getting ready to take over femdom, and I've had something to do with it myself, actually. I was one of the ones encouraging him to take this leap into femdom on Twitter. And, of course, he's blowing up like Krakatoa. So I was excited to talk to him. I've been following him for, well, ever since he appeared on the scene. I think he's one of the most gorgeous straight alphas out there, period. Like, he's just naturally sexy. He has a great body, of course, and he really seems to understand hierarchy because he lives it every single day. So I'm not even gonna keep talking about him. He is just that incredible. So I want you to get right into this with me. So here is my interview with the one and only Master Sapanta.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
I'm here with the very famous Alpha Sapanta Arya. I'll say hello, Master.
What's up?
You are probably very familiar with him. You've been around for several years, haven't you, Master? As a kind of a model, I suppose.
I've been around for a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
I started with modeling.
Yeah. So, yeah. How old were you when you started modeling?
I was 18, I think, okay. Or 17.
Okay.
Late 17.
How did you get discovered?
Through Instagram.
Oh. Okay.
I was posting my photos, and people were liking them like a lot. I went viral, like very quickly. I went viral on Instagram. People loved my photos. So then, yeah, I got DM'd by photographers and stuff. So it was very easy for me, to be honest.
Okay. So you got into modeling and you got a professional contract with a modeling agency?
No, I never did a model agency because I don't like that. I don't want to be signed under someone and having nothing to say. I want to do my own shit. So I just, you know, like if they booked me, they booked me. I got paid and that's done. I'm not going to give a fee to anyone or whatever.
So the alpha was coming out in you early on.
Yeah, I mean, I never like to work for someone. So I do my own shit from young age already. So.
What were some of the exotic places you went to early on?
I had a shoot for a magazine in LA when I was 17 and a half or something. I don't know. I had some shoots in London, Germany a lot, and in my own city, Amsterdam, I had a lot of shoots as well. Spain. So quite a few places, and now in Dubai and stuff. So, but that's now, later on. But
right.
Before it was like
Dubai seems like it's the happening place for male models these days.
Everybody's
it is. Dubai.
I love it. There's so many fucking people worshiping me here. So it's amazing. I love being here.
Are you currently in Dubai?
I am in Dubai. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you were born and raised in Amsterdam.
I mean, I've been. I'm born in the Netherlands. I haven't always lived in Amsterdam, but okay. Now I live in Amsterdam.
Right. Well, now you live in Dubai. But did you buy a condo in Dubai, or were you renting, or what's the deal there?
No. I'm renting now. I'm not here to stay. I'm just here for work.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
I don't live here.
Right. You definitely, like, you've got the look of somebody that should be in, like, Spain or on the Maldives or something like that, you know, some sort of exotic location.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I love Dubai. I really love Dubai because so many people here. Like, if the first day I landed here, there were all these people messaging me like, oh, you are in my city, you're in my country, I want to meet you, I want to worship, I want to pay you, I just want to take you for dinner and stuff. So I fucking love the city. Like, it's so easy for me. I can look at this. You see all this food I've ordered?
Yeah.
Do you think one of them I ordered myself?
No.
None. All of them. I just tell them I'm hungry and they fucking pay it. They order food for me. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
So easy. I could just.
Well, that's the life that you should have. Don't you agree?
That's the life I deserve.
Exactly. So, you've been using faggots since you first blew up, you know, at 18 years old, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, they were always in your life trying to give you stuff and do stuff for you. And like that.
Yeah, always.
Right.
Yeah, like, they just know, they know their position. They're under me. I'm above them. They have to serve me. They have to fucking do everything they can to make me happy. That's the only thing they have to do. And yeah, you see it. It works. Yeah. That's how they do it.
Right, exactly. So I guess hierarchy for you is just a natural thing.
Yeah, it's just how it is. Like, that's life. You know, some people are born as fucking slaves or just people that have to obey and listen to rules of other people. And I'm the person who is giving them the rules and making them obey, you know? So it's just how life is.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do anything.
Right. Now, prior to, because, like, let's say you're 18-year-old Sapanta and you are being approached by faggots. What was your first reaction to that?
I mean, at first it was, I don't know, it was at such a young age already. Like, with my modeling stuff, I noticed so quickly that, like, a lot of guys were interested and girls were not really, like, commenting or liking my shit, you know? Yeah. So it was pretty normal for me already, getting, like, weird messages and stuff of people from, oh, I want to see your feet, or, oh, can you make a video spitting at me and stuff. At a young age, I was like, okay, that's weird, but I didn't think, like, oh, I'm not open for it, you know? Like, I don't care. Like, if I can make fucking money by spitting on the ground and sending it to someone, why the fuck not? Like, why would I not do anything of that, you know?
Right. So you've been draining faggots essentially since then. Like, through your Instagram page, yeah, and other places, right?
Snapchat. Yeah.
How does Snapchat? I don't really like Snapchat at all. You probably have an entirely different experience on Snapchat than I do, but I can't stand that app. But
why?
Because it's such a goofy, childish app. I just don't get the point. But, like, maybe you're making a lot of money off of it, so obviously you have a different opinion. I'm not using it for commerce.
No, like, it's so, 'cause I can send pictures and snaps so easily to people. They pay me. It's and even on my stories, like, most of them just watch my stories every day, so I can tease on my stories and make them fucking beg to pay me. So that's why I love the app. On Instagram, it's so, I don't know, I don't like it.
Right. I get it. So what made you move to Twitter? Because that was a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah, like, so many people already told me to start on Twitter, like, a long time ago already. But I never really had, like, the, I don't know, I didn't feel like making a Twitter and doing all this extra stuff to reach them. I was like, okay, I have them on Instagram, I have them on Snapchat. Why the fuck would I make a whole new Twitter for it? But then I had like contact with this guy on Instagram. He is also kind of a slave of me. And he was like, you should really try it out. You should really do it. There's a lot of money in it. And I said, like, you know what? Fuck it. Try making a profile for me. Try to fucking do it. And if in 1 or 2 days I enjoy it and I see like, okay, it has potential, fuck it. Why not? And yeah. I can tell you it has a fucking lot of potential. It has a lot of fun. I'm fucking enjoying myself.
Are you?
You can see what more. This is all from Twitter.
Oh, it's from Twitter. Okay, that's, I didn't know that was from Twitter. I thought...
This is all from Twitter. Like, none of... I'm not even fucking talking on Snapchat anymore. I just tell them, go to fucking Twitter.
So that's easier. Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I fucking love it.
See, I told you, Master. You were... When you first started talking to me, you were like, I don't even know about this whole Twitter thing. I was like, no. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars waiting for you. What did I tell you? The very first thing I said to you, I said, if you choose not to do Twitter, you are going to regret that decision for the rest of your life.
Didn't I
say that, Master?
Yeah.
And now you're eating pretty damn good because I said that.
Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't want to believe it because I was like, okay, Twitter isn't that fucking important for like actually getting people to pay you. Like I was like, Snapchat is way more, because I'm more active on Snap, so I always thought like Snap is better. But then fucking first day I made the Twitter fucking insane, right? I was like, okay, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna fucking destroy this whole scene on fucking Twitter. I'm gonna take over.
Exactly right. I mean you were born for Twitter. I mean, it's just, that's all there is to it. The scene is just sitting there. It's awash in money. It's a
waiting to be fucking by me, and I'm fucking here now. So
there you are,
ready to.
It's interesting that, like with you, you've been an alpha, like a visible alpha in the scene for a long time. Do you feel any kind of pressure at all to uphold a certain standard of alphahood since you're such a visible alpha?
What do you mean by, like, can you explain further?
Well, how you represent alphahood in your own life, do you feel like there's a certain expectation of you as an alpha to define it at all, or?
No, why would I need to feel pressure if it's something that I am? Like, it's just the way I act. It's just the way, like, if you are someone telling me something and I give you my response, because, for example, someone tells me to do something and I don't want to do it, they just notice the way I'm responding to them. Like, okay, he doesn't give a fuck about what I tell him. And why would I feel any fucking pressure for the way I am? Like, I don't have to act or anything, you know, it's just how I am. So why would I feel pressure? It's just, I just have to open my fucking mouth and talk.
You just be yourself.
I'm just being my fucking self. Like, it doesn't even matter if someone asks me for a video or asks me to video call or whatever. I just be myself, and they're getting fucking addicted. So I guess I'm doing it. I guess I don't feel any pressure.
Right. Now, in terms of females, you said that you're just... basically, you're not tied down to anybody. You're just fucking whoever you want to fuck and whatever. Have you ever had a girlfriend, or has that always been your how you've dealt with girls?
No, never had a girlfriend. I don't have time for that fucking bullshit and a headache. Like, girls are fucking annoying. They're fucking annoying.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I'm sure. But I imagine that it's just, give me the hole, let me get my business done, and then move on. You know, they're basically like cum rags to you.
Time waste, you know, like I'm not gonna fucking waste my time pleasing someone. I don't have fucking time for it, and I don't want to make time for it. So right. I want to try, want to fucking go to new cities, new places, find new girls, like, you know what I mean? So why the fuck would I stay with one girl and fucking be bored? every time.
Do you typically feel that sex should be about your pleasure? Like it's mainly about you?
What else should it be about then?
Okay, well, I mean, some you ask a beta male and they'll be like, oh, I like pleasing the girl more than myself. That kind
fuck of stuff. Oh, fuck off. Like, if I have my pleasure and I'm done, I'm done. Like, if I come, I'm done.
Right.
I don't care what you want to do anymore. I'm done.
Sorry, honey. Like, get out.
Yeah, so, like, fucking make me some dinner or something. I don't care. I'm done. Give me some food. Or fuck off. No, fuck it.
Hey,
I'm not here to sleep with you or something. I don't fucking sleep with girls as well, by the way. I don't fucking stay at their place or something. I just leave, or I just fucking kick them out. I don't do that shit.
Okay, all right. See, it's a shame you don't fuck faggots, because, like, faggots are used that way by alphas. So, you know,
they don't deserve to even get a fucking inch of me. Mm-hmm. They don't fucking deserve to.
Right, I understand. So you said in our conversation, our DM conversation, that that faggot ownership is not something that you're interested in doing at all.
Mm.
Like you don't want to have, like, you don't want to own faggots that will, like, do your cooking and cleaning and all that other stuff, like taking care of those things for you, detailing your cars, whatever.
I mean, I don't mind it, but, like, I'm traveling so much, and like, for example, if I want to have my car detailed, they have to come to fucking Amsterdam, and so many of these fucking guys are like, oh no, come to me. I'm like, bro, fuck off. If you wanna do something for me, you come. I'm not gonna fucking get in a plane, or you pay my ticket. Sure, I'll come.
Right.
I'm not gonna fucking do any fucking yeah.
You're too,
you know,
you're
like,
too busy to probably. You're too busy to go to, like, you know, Alabama and America and, like, hang out with some faggot there.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I don't care to go there, but pay my fucking tickets and pay my stay and I'm there, you know? Like, I'm not gonna fucking pay anything myself. For example, same in Dubai. Like, I'm in Dubai now. I get my food ordered. I have people who take me out for dinner, for example. I have people who drive me around, you know? So that's basically people, you know? Because I'm here now and they are asking me, like, hey, can I drive you around? Can I show you this and this? Can I take you to restaurants? And I'm like, fucking sure, let's go.
Now, do you,
yeah,
when the faggots pick you up and drive you to a bar or a club or something, do you leave the faggot in the car while you go and party and the faggot waits for you?
What do you think? Do you think I'm going to fucking bring that stupid ass with me? Fucking be everyone laughing at me? No, I just, most of the time they just drop me off. They wait for me and then I'll go
and
deal with it. I come back, they pick me up again.
They take you, the girl you pick up or the girls you picked up, they drive you back to the place where you fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, that's different. If I'm with girls, I don't need anyone driving me. I'll just take them myself, or I just go with them, you know? I don't need anyone to drive me around.
Okay. Yeah. I was kind of curious how you work that. So who's paying for the place in Dubai right now?
Oh, a lot of people have paid for it. Not me.
Oh, right. Of course not. I just didn't know if it was like a modeling gig that was paying for it, or if you had a sugar daddy or daddies that were paying for it.
It's just slaves who paid for it.
Okay. All right.
I posted, like, I don't know if you've seen it, but I've posted on Snapchat, like, before I went to Dubai, I was like, okay, I'm going to Dubai. Who's going to pay for my flight ticket? I posted that, and then, like, one guy said, okay, I'll pay it. I got the money, and then some other guy also said it. So I was like, okay, yeah,
sure. Doubled.
I doubled it, you know. And then I posted, okay, I'm gonna get an Airbnb. Who's gonna pay for my stay? I got some people who, like, every one of them paid some amount, and I got a free stay. So basically, I'm in Dubai now for free. My food is free. Like, what am I paying? Only for sometimes when I have no one to drive me around. But yeah, that's fucking 10 euro or something. I don't care. I'll earn that back.
Right. Right. You post a picture of you showing your armpit on Twitter. You got that paid over a million times over.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. So you really like Twitter, huh?
I'm in love with Twitter now. I'm going to fucking take over Twitter. I'm telling you, like, Twitter is going to be my new shit.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that.
People are gonna be fucking seeing me on Twitter everywhere.
Yeah, you have been posting quite a bit. Faggots are gonna be paying up, baby.
They're fucked. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're born to be fucked one way or the other. So
I think they're fucked. I mean, I don't care. Like they love to be fucked, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just enjoy.
Right. It's funny that you seem to, on your, like your regular account, you know, your regular Twitter account, you repost a lot of gay sex stuff on there.
Yeah.
It's funny that I understand why you're doing it. That's just, you're priming the pumps basically, you know, so to speak. I mean,
do you know why I do it?
Well, part of it probably is people are asking you to, they're probably paying you probably to, for sponsors. Yeah. Ads.
But, some of them are paying me to repost their shit so my followers can see their stuff. And some of them are just retweet for retweet. So they retweet my posts and I retweet theirs.
Right, exactly.
So we grow. That's right. The only reason I fucking enjoy any of it or something. It's just I repost and.
Well, I mean, you have a huge army of faggots that are serving you already. So every time you post stuff like that, it gives them the impression that, oh, maybe he might be interested in something like that. You know, it makes them more interested in you as a sexual object, you know, which.
Yeah. And the best thing about everything is all of them know, like when they talk to me, they know I'm straight. Like I tell them I'm straight and they don't care. They just fucking love me.
Exactly. I mean, look, straight alphas have been owning and using faggots since the beginning of time. Okay, so
yeah,
I mean, the gladiators in Rome were using faggots. So, I mean, it's just it's the way things are supposed to be.
Just how the world works. Like, there's always someone that's higher and someone lower who has to fucking obey and praise the person who's higher. It's just how life is. Yeah. The same with fucking animals. There's always one above, and the others have to fucking serve.
Right. It's just natural. Were you getting that kind of worship prior to getting on Instagram? Like when you were younger, like in school, did you have faggots like offering you things and wanting to do stuff for you?
No. I didn't. I never. I mean, I had like a lot of gay people that really liked my looks and were like had a crush on me and stuff, but never like the way I am now. Like never like, oh, can I pay you or can I buy you this? No, never like that. But
can I buy you giant sacks of food that you can sit on your counter?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
What do you want to see with the rest of this year in Twitter? Like now that you've started your Twitter account in FinDom, like what's the goal? But do you have any goals set for this year for that?
I mean, I don't really have a goal. Like I just, like I told you before, I want to fucking take over the whole scene. I want to be the biggest in the scene, which I will be. I'm telling you, which I will be. I just want to take over the whole fucking scene. I just want to take over every fucking wallet. Like, I want to drain every. Like, I don't care. Like, if they even fucking DM me, I wish there was a fucking feature on Twitter. Like, if you want to DM this person, you have to fucking pay before you DM them. But now all of them are fucking DMing me, and I have to scroll through everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, like just fucking taking over. I mean, I don't really have a goal. I don't work with goals with this stuff. I just take the most out of it, and I just want to grow and get bigger. That's the only thing.
With the money that you're getting, like, are you doing any kind of investing or anything like that?
Yeah, like me and my brother. My brother does the investing stuff. Like he's into crypto and all the stock markets and stuff. So he does that part. Okay.
Is he like your business partner?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And sometimes he also joins my videos. Like when they ask me to bring in my brother, he doesn't care. He always joins. So
that's was that your brother that was in that genetics picture that you posted?
Yeah.
That's your brother?
Yeah, that's my brother.
I was wondering if that was your actual brother or not, but I thought if that's his actual brother, man, then
it's
Sapanta's got like the greatest genetics of all time.
Yeah, he's my older brother, so
okay,
the genetics in the fucking family, you know. But yeah, like investing, real estate, businesses, like good, I have my own platform. I don't know if you've seen it. I have my own platform. Yeah. So I'm battling against OnlyFans because that site is fucking whack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to invest a lot, do a lot of with my money. And yeah, so basically never work for someone. That's what I'm doing.
Right. Well, I mean, you are your own industry, you know?
So Yeah.
Sapanta Inc. So I like that. So are you wanting to, I mean, obviously eventually you're not going to be like doing underwear shots and shit and like raping faggots and whatnot of their money like forever. Is there some exit strategy that you can see where you're going to get out of it, or you want to keep doing it as long as possible, or what do you want to do?
I'll keep fucking doing it. Like, why should I not do it if I, even if I have like all my businesses running, I have all this real estate, if I can still get money out of people, or like, you know what I mean? Like, why would I not do it? It's free money. Right. Why would I not do it? I'll do it until like, if one day suddenly the whole hype is over, which will never happen because faggots are always there to fucking serve a new master or whatever. But
they'll stick with you
until probably. Yeah, until whenever I can. Like if I die, then it's done, I guess.
Well, I mean, like you're how old now?
I'm 20.
You're 20. I mean, 20 years old. Like you've got your entire life ahead of you. So You could probably do this, go on for 20 more years of just owning faggots online and stuff.
If not more, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, I mean, by then you would be a multimillionaire probably many times over, so.
Yeah, probably. Most definitely.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Probably it's just most definitely, yeah.
I mean, duh. So,
duh. Fucking, look at me. Of course, I'm fucking... whole fucking look screams millionaire.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Is that the is that 24 karat gold on your around your neck and on your wrist?
I have it everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
This one someone got for me for my birthday.
Mm.
So this one is from one of the guys that I don't even know his name anymore. It was a long time ago.
Oh wow.
He got it for my birthday.
Which birthday?
Yeah, they're nice. Fucking gold.
Which birthday?
What do you mean, which birthday?
What birthday did he give you the necklace for? This past one?
Yeah, the past one, yeah. So when I turned 20.
And you've already forgotten who he is? The faggot that gave
it. It was November. It's almost a year ago. Why the fuck would I remember?
Well, I don't know. I would think he'd still be serving you or something. Like,
I do know his name. Now you said it. Yeah, I do know. He's still serving me. Like, he is one of the guys that got me two of these bags. Yeah, I think two of them.
That faggot is probably watching this right now crying, going, I thought I meant something to him. What?
He's enjoying this that I'm even fucking talking about him because he knows who he is. So he's fucking...
Yeah, but you don't. The thing is, you don't know.
Yeah, like, that's fine. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
he knows. If he messages me, I'll reply. He knows. He does. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You really think I fucking have a notebook or something like all the names of people? I just know like this guy pays me a lot, and then I'll just reply to him. Right. I have them added, so fucking remember the name and last name, father's name. Fuck that shit. I'm not doing it. I was like, fuck it.
I'm just picking on you, master. So. What is the biggest drain, one-time drain from a faggot that you got?
It wasn't at once. It was like in like hours, you know, like, okay, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I guess in a whole night, I don't even remember. Like, he bought me an iPhone 13, like the newest one. What more? Like, that's already almost 2K, like the highest capacity. What is it called? Fucking story.
The Pro Max.
Yeah, 2K for that one. Shoes. I have them here. Wait. I have my fucking shoes here. Both of them, these ones were like fucking 700. These ones are exclusive. So like 1K or something, I think. I don't even know. He bought them, so I don't fucking know. And yeah, so you got count it up, like 2K phone, 1K shoes, another 1K, 3K, 4K. I don't even know. I think it was like around, oh, sorry, my camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think probably like around, I don't even know, 6K, 7K, 8K. Not, yeah, I mean, I think that's my, yeah, in like one night.
In one time, yeah. You probably don't know, like, the most that you've drained from a faggot. One single faggot over a period of time. Or let's ask this question. What's the most you made in a month?
From only doing this, you mean? Like this?
No, just any stuff? Just any time that you've been draining faggots in the last two plus years.
So you're just talking about Findom, right?
Well, just all of it together. Like, I guess. I mean, I'm not talking about modeling stuff, like modeling fees. I'm talking about draining faggots.
So does exclusive content count as well?
What does exclusive content? Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay. My best month, probably 70 or 80K, probably.
Okay. That's pretty somewhere. Damn good.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Do you, do you not keep track of these things or...
No, I do keep track of them. That's why I asked you, like, which thing do you include? Because if it's only Findom, I don't even know. Like, I don't look at that stuff, like how much I've made. But with my the exclusive content, like, you can see your monthly income. So of course I know.
I see. Okay. Well, that's really damn good. So I'm glad to hear that. It's gonna be to make a lot more.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking take over. Like, I'm gonna double it.
Oh, it's gonna be more than that. It's gonna be more than that. The first 2 days, how has it been so far? Like, in terms of money?
I've been eating good. I've been fucking. I've been doing some walking around my fucking private island where I'm staying now. Just enjoying people paying me. I'm living. I'm fucking enjoying.
That's great, man.
Yeah. It's only going to get better.
I mean, I must say that you are like, you coming into the Findom scene is kind of like, on Twitter where it's really big. Like, this whole Snapchat thing is baby shit compared to what's on Twitter. You coming onto Twitter is like Godzilla showing up in Tokyo, okay? Like, literally, you are Godzilla. Like,
Oh, but I told you, like, I'm not playing games. Like, I'm ready to fucking drain fuck every brain or wallet of these guys. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm doing. People are gonna be fucking fucked. Like, they're done.
They're terrified of what you're about to do.
If they were surfing any other guy, like, fuck it. I'm here now. I'm here to fucking surf. Fucking surf me, bro.
Right. Well, you gave me a 30-minute time limit. You got a lot of food to eat, so I'll let you go. But I really appreciate the chance to... You what?
I need to make a post so I can order new food.
You're going to throw that away?
No. These ones are all empty. These are empty.
Oh, okay. I see.
I have, after this call, I'm going to make some posts. I'm going to order the food. I'm going to make a picture. I'm going to make someone pay it, maybe double, triple. I don't care. Like, I'll just pay for it. But yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay. I thought that was all food that you had gotten. And it was just sitting there waiting to be eaten.
No, it's all eaten. All eaten.
All right, Master. Well, thank you for this first preview of what's to come in Findom on Twitter. It's exciting. And yeah, I totally agree with you. You're going to take over everything. So.
They're not ready. not fucking ready for me. I'm gonna fucking destroy the whole scene.
All right, Master, I'll let you go. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye. Fucking follow me and pay up so I can order more.
Thanks, Master.
Of course.
End transmission.
Well, if you watch this on the video version of this interview, you will not be able to take your eyes off of him. He is, I think it comes through in the audio, but he is really, really just an absolute force of nature. And I can't even imagine his life in any way. I mean, I wasn't born to, you know. And he is living a blessed life that even a lot of alphas don't experience. Okay, so he's on another level entirely. And he is going to destroy Twitter Fendom. And he's going to take over all of it, period. He's like Godzilla, you know, literally making landfall. I mean, he's just a monster presence. And so faggots don't have any chance against him at all. Like, they are going to empty out all the treasures at his feet. And I think it would be very interesting if he has no interest in this, obviously, but I think it would be something to see him actually take ownership of faggots personally. Like, he doesn't really have any interest in learning how to train a faggot or to develop a faggot into an ongoing slave for him. But it would be interesting if he did, because I just think he's got such a forceful personality that he would make a good master, like a good owner of a faggot. But as it is, he's going to take everything he wants. So there isn't anything that's standing in his way. I hope you enjoyed it, that short interview, as much as I did. It was intimidating for sure to be talking to him, and I would have liked to have had longer to talk to him, but we only had 30 minutes. So hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I will talk to you later, okay? Take care. Love you.
Bye.